One of my favorite movie moments occurs early in one of my favorite movies, which is Buckaroo Banzai and his adventures across the eighth dimension, where Buckaroo Banzai and an associate are doing some brain surgery, and they're looking at a open skull, looking at a brain, and talking about what the problem might be. And Jeff Goldblum goes to touch something, and Buckaroo says, no, don't pull on that. You don't know what it might be attached to. So it occurred to me, we might want to just pull on something and see what it might be attached to today. Everybody is hysterical now. Free speech is under assault everywhere. Saw recently that an article indicated that a number of Congress people are going to various cable outlets and asking if they plan to continue programs like Fox News and One America Network and Newsmax and all the rest. And if so, why? Why would they continue to spread such lies and disinformation? Undoubtedly, legislation will soon be in place to make sure that nothing is broadcast or really even allowed to eke through the internet censors without the approval of the left-wing oligarchy that controls everything. And this led me to thinking about something I've been thinking about quite a lot. And the question is, what are they so afraid of? What are they so afraid of? What is it about any thought, forget conservative thought, that disagrees with their policies? Why are they so afraid of it? I'm not afraid of other ideas. If I heard a better idea, I'd probably change my mind, but I haven't. So I'm not afraid of all of the people out there who are ranting these insanities. They don't particularly bother me. In fact, they don't bother me at all. I usually find them amusing, and sometimes I find them informative, and very rarely I find them informative enough to change my mind, but that's not the case with the people we're dealing with on the left. They can't bear to hear anything that contravenes their current belief system, which is evolving all the time. So let's give that a little thought, why don't we? People are now so afraid of alternate opinions that what they say and do becomes more and more stupid every single day, and this is obvious to everybody. So why is the left scared stupid? What is it about alternative ideas or just even classical ideas? Things like math. How can math be racist? How scared do you have to be in order to say something that's stupid? Well, as I said in Buckaroo Banzai, why don't we pull on that and see what it's attached to? So just taking stories just happened to be fresh off the news today. I'm taking just examples that happen to be here. I'm not trying to make the case that these are the prime movers. I'm just taking a look at what happens in the course of one day's news cycle. So here we go. First of all, we see a tweet where somebody basically says this. James Lilacs covered this, and Lilacs is indispensable. I started reading blogs because of James Lilacs. But here's the initial tweet. No offense, but this website is not ideal to learn about things like the dialectic or Marxism or biopolitics or feminism or post-colonialism or whatever. Actually, buddy, just to save you some time, none of those things are really worth learning about because it's not really about anything, but put that aside. Those ideas are in books. This website is for hanging out with your friends from the computer. It seems like a reasonable enough statement to make, but no. This brought an immediate reply from somebody who was so scared that they had to say something really, really stupid. And this is what we see every day. Here's the reply. This comes from Dr. Tough Prophet. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say my spidey sense is tingling a little bit that Dr. Tough Prophet is not probably their actual birth name, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Dr. Tough Prophet, however, as you can see here, is a PhD, an MAX2, I'm going to assume that's Masters of Arts twice, and a CSES, whatever that happens to be, and their actual Twitter handle is @LatinoSexuality. Sure, okay, why not? This is deeply ableist. There are multiple ways of learning, knowing, listening, and building webs of knowledge. Then she quotes some names of people who apparently are demonstrating that idea. And then she goes on to conclude, white supremacy culture values the written word over all others, with a source, Oaken. So since it's sourced, it must be true. Let's just assume that she's right about this, because she is. What is it about conservative culture, traditional culture, classical culture? What is it about culture? What is it about civilization? You can put whatever pejorative labels on there you want to, but the fact of the matter is civilization is determined by the written word. And what is it about civilization, not just our civilization, but every civilization that values the written word? What is it about that this person finds so terrifying? Well, it turns out that the written word is permanent. The written word is unchangeable. The written word is not subject to revision. The written word is written. See how that works? And so that has to be attacked. The idea of a written word has to be attacked. The idea of any kind of a statement that can be definitively proven and stated with confidence has to be destroyed. So let's tug on that and see where that goes. This takes us to another story on today's news cycle, so brace yourselves, going to get a little bit bumpy here. We have an article from the Indispensable Campus Reform Group. They're the people that check for some of the lunacy and the insanity and especially the stupidity that's going on American campuses today. And here's an article that they brought up, and the article is entitled this. Academics call breastfeeding, quote, ethically problematic, unquote, because it endorses, quote, gender roles, unquote. Their view is gaining traction. U.S. academics wrote in a study published in 2016 that the promotion of breastfeeding as the, quote, natural way, unquote, to feed infants is, quote, ethically problematic, unquote. The academics argued that the term breastfeeding could endorse controversial sets of values about family life and gender roles. Now major hospitals in the United Kingdom are echoing these points. Hospitals in the United Kingdom have begun using the term chest feeding instead of breastfeeding, just years after U.S. academics published a study in which they argued that the promotion of breastfeeding as the natural way to feed a child has many negative social effects. It goes on to say, in 2021, Brighton and Sussex University hospitals in the United Kingdom drew international criticism for swapping the word breastfeeding for chest feeding in an attempt to be more inclusive of transgender individuals. Likewise, Harvard Medical School referred to women as, quote, birthing people, unquote, you romantic dogs, you, in an effort to, quote, include those who identify as non-binary or transgender, unquote, as Campus Reform previously reported. We can't use the term breastfeeding. We have to use the term chest feeding. Because if we say breastfeeding, that could be taken as offensive to men who are transgendered women and imply somehow that men who are transgendered women are not able to breastfeed. It implies that they might not be able to do that. When you get right down to it, as far as the left is concerned, wishing to be a woman is exactly the same as being a woman. There's no distinction between these two things. And now we're really starting to get to the point here. As far as the progressive left is concerned, wishing you were something, asserting that you're something, stating that you're something, is the same thing as being that thing. It's just that simple. There's no steps between them. Now, this doesn't have to apply to you. This is my personal standard of ethics, so let me just tell you how I look at all this stuff. If I have an Uncle Bob who decides that he wants to become a transgendered person and he wants me to call him from now on my Aunt Marion, I'll do that. And the reason I'll do that is because it's no skin off of my nose. It doesn't hurt me to do that. It's my Uncle Bob. I love my Uncle Bob. And if my Uncle Bob wants to be called my Aunt Marion, then I will call Uncle Bob Aunt Marion at Thanksgiving and all the rest of the times when I get him on the phone or whatever, because it doesn't hurt me to do that. But if my Uncle Bob insists that I acknowledge that he is in fact a biological woman and that he is in fact capable of breastfeeding, menstruation, giving birth, and is indistinguishable biologically from a biological woman, that's where Uncle Bob or Aunt Marion and I have to unfortunately part our ways. Because while I am more than willing, this again, just me personally, while I am more than willing to be a nice guy and call people what they want to be called as a general rule, when somebody else insists that I play along to the point where they are actually demanding that I deny physical reality, now I'm off the train. And the reason I'm off the train is because there's no end to that road, you see? And that's precisely what they want. And that's why they are scared stupid. Because by me saying that I'm willing to call you what you want, but I'm not willing to admit that you are something that you just wish to be, I have broken their chain between this is what I want to be and this is what I am. This is what I want to be. This is what I assert I am. and this is what I am. And I have snipped the line between these two things. Just because they're scared stupid doesn't mean that I have to be scared stupid too. And this kind of comes to the ultimate point of all of this, because if I accept the premise that a person who says that he is a woman is able to breastfeed and have menstruation and deliver babies, have babies, then I am denying factual reality. And this now is the ultimate apex predator point. All of progressive thought is predicated upon the idea that if you want something badly enough, if you wish for it deeply enough, then it has to be true. And anybody who says the emperor is not wearing any clothes has to be destroyed, because they shatter this illusion that wishing for something makes it so. How often do we see this? How often do we see in a show like Vikings, a 5'2" woman bashing Vikings who are 6'4", weigh three times what she weighs, bashing them with swords and knocking them to the ground? How many times do we see this? Well, we see it because certain people want that to be true. And because they want it to be true, they are showing us that it's true. Because the people that are determined to destroy reality as a concept are scared stupid. Reality terrifies them. Any statement of truth terrifies them in their core. So, well, mathematics, racist, and we'll have all of these wish-fulfilling things, and anybody who comes into this room and says, you guys can play in your costumes all you want to, but this is not what reality is or how reality works, well, that person has to be burned at the stake. And it's my job and the job of other people out there to constantly remind people not only that reality does in fact exist, but more importantly, to kind of peel back the layers of these PhDs and these study groups and reveal them for what they really are. Fundamentally crazy people who are determined to make everybody else crazy too. Just somebody who's just plain nuts and is determined that everybody else is going to be nuts too. And that's why, as this thing continues to accelerate, as this insanity continues to spin faster and faster and faster, I find myself perpetually amazed, perpetually disturbed, and at the same time, enormously relieved that a philosophy that is predicated on the inversion of reality is self-destructing right in front of everybody's eyes. The pond is getting smaller and smaller, and the crocodiles are turning on each other. There's nothing left to eat anymore. Now we see these wars to see which one of the progressives is in fact the most progressives, and eventually this thing will do what happened in another movie, which is Poltergeist. It's going to essentially just crumble up, suck itself down to a singularity, and disappear up its own exhaust valve.